This is the Paul Stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Poison. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Big wild animals like elk, mule deer, bears are part of what attracts tourists to the Rocky Mountain West, to observe nature in all of its glory and to hunt. It's a big part of the local economy, but in recent months there has been a threat to that income. Dead animals splayed out across recreational areas where people normally hunt. There's nothing like a giant carcass to create distrust in the quality of wildlife and the local ecosystem. Bree Ripley profiles the prime suspect. It's a plant native to Asia that's a favorite in American backyards.
Landowners love the Japanese yew. The ornamental bush provides a good bit of privacy, and yews can grow up to 18 feet tall. You've probably seen the plant before. It has bright red berries, and during the holidays, florists often shape them into wreaths to hang on doorways. The yew has green, shiny, needle-like leaves, and it smells like Christmas. But as beautiful as the Japanese yew is, it's also deadly. Landscaper Stuart Shea won't plant it anymore.
So, would you say that you're kind of like an enemy of Japanese yew?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, yeah, sure. An informal Japanese yew resistor, maybe?
Stuart is a sustainable landscaper. That is, he doesn't plant anything he considers harmful to the local ecosystem. He says he used to plant yew back in college, but stopped once he learned every part of it was poisonous. In his own backyard, when animals come to visit, everything's safe to eat.
Deer travel along this canal over here to the south, and they definitely, like, they browse through my yard.
Like they're grocery shopping.
Yeah, totally.
In January, Idaho Fish and Game officials were called to investigate a string of suspicious deaths and pointed the finger at Japanese yew. They found the plant killed nearly 36 elk, a herd of 50 pronghorn, also known as antelope, and 2 moose. The problem has reached as far east as Pennsylvania, where yew was the culprit in the killing of a mama black bear and her 3 cubs. A county in southern Idaho considers it such a problem that they issued a ban on the shrub last year. It's now a misdemeanor for landowners to plant or possess any variety of Japanese yew. But here in Billings, Montana, at the nursery down the street from Stewart's house...
We're all out of yew right now.
All out?
Just a minute. There might be one back over here.
They don't seem to be as worried. Garden stores still sell yew. Landowners still buy it. But less than 3 hours west, Dr. Jennifer Ramsey is worried. She's the chief wildlife veterinarian at the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Lab in Bozeman.
See where all the magic happens.
It's her job to collect evidence of suspicious wildlife deaths by performing necropsies. That's an animal autopsy.
This is our walk-in. This might really stink, but I'll just show you so you know. This is our walk-in cooler. These are animals that I still need to get necropsied this week. So we have an elk calf and an owl that was found dead in someone's yard. And so that, again, that's where the public comes into play. This man had an owl die in his yard. That seemed odd to him. So luckily he brought it in. Now we can look at it and figure out why it died and see whether it was disease-related or not, or toxic. So
she moves to a steel table and begins slicing into the intestine of a fox suspected of dying suddenly from a poisoning. The little guy is bloated and pretty far along in the decay process. His small intestines have turned a bright shade of green, and his liver looks squishy and caramelized, like my grandma's apple butter. As she works, an enormous industrial fan roars from the ceiling to vent the stench of rotting flesh.
We get a grizzly bear in here, and I have people in the building next door complaining to me about the smell. That's how bad it gets.
Jennifer says that wild animals are usually pretty good at avoiding poisonous plants. But just as they've made it through a harsh, often sub-zero Montana winter, their will to survive overrides their instinct to stay away from poison. They nibble at anything, even if they'd normally avoid it.
At that time of year, they're looking for something to sustain themselves. You can imagine that an animal that's in that poor body condition might be willing to ingest something that maybe doesn't taste so good.
Around this time of year, Jennifer starts getting calls from outdoorsy types, people who own huge stretches of property, or the people who hike and play in public parks. They call when they come across a carcass. It's just unusual to find a young, healthy-looking animal dead in the woods.
You is one that they ingest that doesn't take very long before they actually are dead.
If you're an animal without a map in the Rocky Mountain West, it's easy to stumble into a private backyard decorated with poisonous yew. Montana is a checkerboard of private and public lands. Especially out in the more desolate areas, Jennifer needs landowners to help her solve mysterious animal deaths.
But the public really can be our eyes and ears and let us know when they see something sick or something dead that just doesn't make sense. And then that gives us a much better chance of getting samples and getting a diagnosis.
Every day, landowners make planting decisions that change the course of an animal life. A winter-worn elk or a curious fox see every plant as a potential meal. For The Pulse, I'm Bree Ripley.